Everything today seems to have to do with water. There's water all around us, coming down from the heavens. Just like the Holy Spirit came upon the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. And so, Jesus comes. St. John the Baptist, his cousin, had already been preaching in the desert and baptizing people with the baptism of repentance. That's all it was. It was like a sacramental, not a sacrament. And so, at a certain point, Jesus, and already by this time, some of the apostles were around him and began to follow him and were curious about him. There was something different about him. There are some people that you can tell immediately. That's not a common person. There is something special about him or about her. In this case, of course there was. He is the eternal Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, and thus become true God and true man. He is the Savior of mankind. The angel had told Joseph, you shall call him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Who but the Son of God could do this? And so St. John, knowing this, because he did know it, was very surprised when Jesus comes to him at the Jordan River and says, "You are to baptize me." Now, our Lord is God, even though he's also man. But in either way does he need repentance of anything. He has no sins. He is immaculate. But nevertheless, it is he, his body, united with his divine nature, true God and true man, a great mystery, that gives baptism its power. And it is power. And so St. John says, "I'm the one who needs to be baptized by you. I'm a sinner," even though he wasn't really. St. John was cleansed of original sin in the womb of his mother, St. Elizabeth, at the greeting of Elizabeth, of Mary to Elizabeth. He jumped in her womb for joy. But nevertheless, he was just mortal, just man, not God. And so he says, "I need to be baptized by you. And yet you are coming to me. How can this be?" And Jesus says, "Let it be so. It needs to be done in order for all things that have been predicted come to fulfillment." And so, as St. Matthew says, he allowed him. And Jesus stepped into the waters of the River Jordan, and St. John baptized him. Though it was not the same baptism that we have today, St. John did not know the Trinity. He would not have said, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." He just baptized him. It was an action without words. But the words came from the Word, become man, Jesus Christ. And he came forth, and then the heavens were open. And not only he, but St. John and others who were there, though not everybody. A person who is not ready to receive God will not receive God, will not recognize God. So some did not. And they saw the heavens open. And the Spirit of God, the third person of the Trinity, descending in the form of a dove. And of course, here in this beautiful church, we have the dove everywhere. The Holy Spirit, who appears sometimes as a dove, sometimes as fire, sometimes as a cloud, sometimes as very heavy wind. He is God. He can do whatever he wants. But he appears like a dove. And a dove is a sign of fertility and of life. And the baptism is a sign of fertility and of life. Not regular life, but life eternal. And then at that moment, some heard, not all, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Now, the majority of those who were there heard thunder. St. Matthew doesn't say it, but the others do. They did not hear God. They didn't know what was going on. They were totally dumbfounded. But some who were ready to receive the life of God, some who were ready to receive the Son of God made man, heard, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And then everything disappeared, as happens so many times with God. The things of God are very quick. If you're not ready to receive them, you will miss them. And so we need to be ready. We need to prepare ourselves to see God, to hear God, to receive God. And of course, we receive Him at first in this sacrament that Jesus Christ, by His very person, has instituted. The first gift of the New Testament, baptism, through which all sin, especially original sin, which is a mortal sin that all of us are born with from Adam and Eve, from their disobedience to God in the Garden of Eden, that sin is erased by baptism. And that is why baptism is necessary for entrance into heaven. And then, the economy of salvation in the church, which he thus founds by baptism, begins and continues. And we will see it, of course, throughout the year, the liturgical year. All the different things that happen with our Lord and from our Lord. And of course, as I'm sure you well know, the baptism is part of the mystery of the Epiphany, the manifestation of God. The first manifestation came to the kings from afar, the Magi, who were priest-kings of different nations, and we know three, but there were more than three. And they were made to see the Son of God by the sign of a star, which was really an angel looking like a star. And he moved ahead, and he moved here and there until he paused on top of the house, as the other evangelists say, where Jesus and his mother were. St. Joseph is not mentioned. He was working. He had rented a house for them in Bethlehem. And then, of course, they see him and they bring him gifts of gold because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, of frankincense because they realize it has been revealed to them that this is God, the Son of God, and myrrh, a very strange gift because myrrh is used for preparing a body for burial. And the Blessed Mother told some of the seers to whom she appeared that she saved the myrrh. She sold everything and they used the money for their soon-to-be trip into Egypt that God commanded to escape from Herod. But she saved the myrrh because she knew that he came to die for our sins. So she saved it for his burial and they used it on Good Friday, after he had died on the cross for our salvation. And then, of course, so we have the gift of baptism, the gift that the Trinity has revealed to some, and the fact that God is pleased with His Son. Not many can say that of their children. We usually have a lot of complaints about our children. I know I do. But not God, the Father. He had no complaints about His Son, who was co-eternal with Him, exactly divine like Him, along with the Holy Spirit, their Holy Spirit, who comes to us and brings us the gifts of God. And thus at baptism we say that the Holy Spirit descends upon the child or the person and fills him with the life of God. Because he too is God, the third person of the Trinity. And so today we give thanks to God for the gift of baptism, for the sacraments, all of them which proceed from the gift of baptism. And then we give thanks to God for the salvation that he wins for us through his Son, who became man to die for us on the cross. Yes, indeed, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And he advises us, listen to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.